Thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about the proposal to name Sabah Chief Minister Datuk Seri Shafiq Abdal as the Federal Opposition's Prime Minister candidate. Joining us on the line, we have Hamidin Hamid, political analyst with University Malaya. Hamidin, thank you for joining us tonight. Now, I'm wondering whether this proposal to name Shafiq changes the potential number of MPs who might support the Pakatan Harapan Plus government, because at the end of the day, isn't it all a numbers game?
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Sharad, for having me. I think by naming Shafiq Abdal as a potential Prime Minister candidate, as a, what Pakatan call it, as a third option, it shows that they are still struggling to get a clear number when the first two options were not really much on the table for the members of the Parliament. I think what they're having now is very much to give a choice within PH itself. It's not so much with the other member of Parliament, but within PH itself, that they have alternative. If we already know that the first choice, Anwar Ibrahim, didn't gather so much momentum, the second option, Tun Mahathir as the Prime Minister again, didn't get through because PKR didn't want that to happen. And now, I think they tried to find a midway by putting Shafiq Abdal. Does that will carry out weight to other members of Parliament? I think we still wait and see. But I do believe if both big personality of Pakatan Harapan, particularly Mahathir and Anwar Ibrahim, behind this proposal, I will not be surprised it will gain momentum soon.
Hamid, because the question of Shafiq Abdal's loyalty seemed directed essentially at Dr. Mahathir, and the package that this came in, there was Shafiq Abdal as Prime Minister, you know, designate, because two DPMs, Anwar Ibrahim and Mukriz Mahathir, they seem to be two of the three, two people who are proxies for Dr. Mahathir. I mean, could that be read? I mean, is Shafiq Abdal his own man, or is he merely a stand-in with, what, 8 or 9 MPs that he has, actually a stand-in from Dr. Mahathir?
I think to some extent, yes, you can say that. It is a very much, I'm not saying a proxy, but it's a proposal put forward by Dr. Mahathir when they have an impasse, when his name was not disagreed by Pakatan, PKR. However, in my point of view, by putting Mukriz and Dr. Anwar Ibrahim there, at the same time, it's very much to settle down on the grassroots level where, not only because of Mahathir, but to look at Shafini from the East, Malaysia, and there's another two, and I think Anwar Ibrahim still within that picture, and Mukriz Mahathir as the second Deputy Prime Minister. So indeed, in that sense, to show, in my point of view, to some extent, the influence that's being accepted by Pakatan Harapan, that Mahathir does have their own clout in gathering momentum among the members of Parliament. So this is where I think it's very interesting to see if the third options put forward by Mahathir is accepted by Pakatan Harapan, to what extent it will carry weight among the members of the Parliament.
Okay, you said that this proposal could be gaining some momentum. Hamidin, what is your understanding of the popularity of Shafiq Abdal, both in Sabah and also in the, you know, the rest of the country?
I think when it comes to this context, Melissa, I don't think it's the personality that that matters, other than to the in terms of Mahathir and Anwar Ibrahim. I think what's for the in the mind of Pakatan Harapan now is for them to have a candidate that can gather, glue them together, and they see that Shafiq Abdal can play that role. If you look at other leaders within the Pakatan Harapan, within the PKR, I don't think we have other than Anwar Ibrahim, or for Bersatu, Spirit of the Bersatu, for Mahathir, or Ahmad Sabu. So we have, like it or not, this is the best of the worst that can be offered by Pakatan Harapan when it comes to the Prime Minister candidate. But put it in this context, I think what they're having now is not so much the popularity of the candidate in the masses, but how can they pull members of the parliament, support of members of parliament, to gain or to give them the vote to make sure that they can take over the government in the middle of parliament session.
Hamid, it's been said that without a GPS, that this game won't work. I mean, the Pakatan Harapan Plus needs GPS. Mate seemed to be a man potentially with some clout. He is a good friend of Taib Mahmud, the governor, of course, also a big player in Sarawak politics. But what else does Pakatan have to lure GPS away from Perikatan or from other configurations to them, to their side of the game, or to the of the aisle, as it were?
Yes, I think you are right, Sarah. When we look at by naming Shafi Abdal as a candidate, I think it's very much to secure as highest number as they can from the East Malaysia, particularly in Sabah and Sarawak. Remember, these two states represent almost 60 parliamentary seats. And in my point of view, by having someone from East Malaysia, definitely will give a very much a good attraction, things on the table for them to give and talk and try to convince and negotiate, especially with GPS. Okay, and we know now, even for the Perikatan Nasional, GPS play a big role in maintaining stability and the life of Perikatan Nasional. So I think by having that Shafi Abdal as a candidate, it gives a very much attraction through that, angle. But don't forget,
yeah, James Massing from GPS has already sounded, his cynicism. He's expressed his cynicism. So has Jeffrey Kittingan. They both see this as a ploy by Dr. Mahathir, essentially to thwart Anwar Ibrahim's rise. Do you think that they're in a sweet spot now? They're getting what they want from the Perikatan National Government. Why would they change just because Shafi Abdal is in the mix?
That's what I said just now, Sarah. I think definitely for both of them now, it's very much not only about their personality, but what can they offer to East Malaysia, to Sabah and Sarawak. And don't be surprised, I think they will offer a lot more compared to what has been offered by Perikatan National. Definitely, there is many things that can lure members of parliament from Sabah and Sarawak to support any government. So I think for Sabah and Sarawak members of parliament, they know that they are in demand. Definitely, they will put a lot more demand to make sure that the interest of the state is well protected in any negotiation, including with Perikatan Nasional.
Hamidin, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us and helping us think through this matter. We appreciate your time tonight. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.